Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
First Lady Melania Trump will be among the speakers at tonight's Republican National Convention. Others include Eric Trump, Tiffany Trump, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and many more politicians, voters, and activists. So far, the convention has featured plenty of praise for the president and warnings of the dark future that Democrats supposedly have in store. NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez has been traveling with the president, and he joins us now. And Franco, the RNC has really focused on issues that matter to their base. We're talking gun rights to supporting the police. We heard from Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the couple that pointed guns at protesters marching by their Missouri home. Here's some of what they had to say.
Whether it's the defunding of police, ending cash bail so criminals can be released back out on the streets the same day to riot again, or encouraging anarchy and chaos on our streets, it seems as if the Democrats no longer view the government's job as protecting honest citizens from criminals, but rather protecting criminals from honest citizens.
Franco, there's a lot to pick apart here, and we should add that the McCloskeys face criminal charges for waving their guns at protesters. But you've been traveling with the president. What's the reaction to this and the first night of the RNC from insiders?
Well, their speaking really resonates with some of the base, a lot of the base. I mean, their arguments, their calls for many of the themes that we've heard in the first day of the convention and we expect to continue to hear about. I mean, their warning of uncontrolled lawlessness, of suburban decay if Biden is elected. Those are things that really resonate with the base. And they're also referring to Democrats as radicals and that want to take away people's guns. And they're obviously fans and supporters of guns and the Second Amendment. So these are issues that they're talking about that have been that we've heard over and over again in just the first 24 hours of the RNC.
Yeah, last night's speakers drove home a lot of what you're saying, that a vote for Joe Biden specifically is a vote for socialism. Let's listen to Tim Scott, the only black Republican in the Senate.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris want a cultural revolution, a fundamentally different America. If we let them, they will turn our country into a socialist utopia. And history has taught us that path only leads to pain and misery, especially for hardworking people hoping to rise.
Okay, Franco, it's true that Biden is the left party candidate, but he'd hardly call himself a socialist. What's the strategy behind painting Biden this way from the Trump administration?
Yeah, it has been very interesting, you know, and it wasn't just Tim Scott and Nikki Haley. They also had Maximo Alvarez. He was a Florida businessman whose family fled from Cuba. He warned of the dangers of socialism and talked about how he knows what he got very emotional talking about what could happen. And, you know, frankly, as you note, it's kind of a tough argument to make. Even on a good day against Joe Biden, he's not the radical left. He's not an extremist. He's not a socialist. But it is something that the Republican leadership, the president and his campaign have been kind of pushing on Democrats for a while. They had actually kind of planned to make this case against Bernie Sanders, but obviously Bernie's not the candidate. So they had to shift a bit. And they're now kind of adopting and saying Biden is just a puppet for extremists in the party. And that's how Biden doesn't have, you know, the backbone to kind of withstand this shift to socialism.
Another big message Republicans were eager to point to how the economy was doing before the pandemic. When they have to talk about COVID-19, they praise the president's response. But polls show that most Americans still disapprove of Trump's approach. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is approach. And the Republicans had speaker after speaker making pronouncements that what President Trump did was right and that he helped save lives. The polls show Americans feel otherwise. And the president has been, you know, has come under great fire. And I think it's very clear that he feels that kind of pressure. Since the spring, he has been pushing to get things back to normal, pushing governors to get things back to normal. And that push, a lot of health experts feel, was too much and too fast. And now we're still dealing with a lot of these issues, including whether kids should be going back to schools. Many schools are closing and trying to open. And, you know, just things are far from normal.
Yeah, there'll be lots of speakers tonight, but with a little bit of time I have with you, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will also deliver a taped address from Israel. Secretary of States in the past have really tried to avoid any sign of partisan involvement, skipping conventions entirely. What do you make of this?
Yeah, it is unusual. A lot of questions about him talking about Trump's foreign policy on this speech. You know, it appears to violate State Department guidance prohibiting politics and official travel. You know, former secretaries of state did do this, Madeleine Albright, but it was when they were not in a State Department job. And this is a taxpayer-funded trip.
That's NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. Thank you so much.
Thank you.